With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi. Federal regulators have approved Montana's plan to provide an additional $400 per week in assistance to people receiving unemployment benefits due to COVID-19-related impacts. A grant from the Federal Emergency Management Administration will cover $300 of the new weekly payment. The other $100 will come from Montana's coronavirus relief funding. The lost wage assistant payments were established after a program that provided an additional $600 weekly payment expired in late July. Half of the states have applied for or say they plan to apply for the FEMA grants. Montana is the only state so far that reports it's adding the extra $100. A Republican-backed effort to qualify Montana Green Party candidates for the general election has been rejected by the Montana Supreme Court. Justices on Wednesday upheld District Judge James Reynolds' August 7th ruling that granted the requests of about 560 people to remove their names from the petitions after they learned the Montana Green Party did not support the effort. It was later learned the Montana Republican Party had bankrolled the $100,000 signature gathering effort and violated campaign finance laws by not properly reporting the expenditure. Green Party candidates are believed to draw votes away from Democratic candidates. The court said it would issue its full opinion later. The National Weather Service recorded at least 1,700 lightning strikes across the Northern Rockies last night and early this morning. Over 200 of them hit a hot and parched western Montana, where fire danger is increasing. Edward O'Brien reports.
The powerful thunderstorms trundled from Oregon into Idaho last night, eventually making their way into western Montana early this morning. Those awake early enough to see them were treated to quite an impressive show. Alex Lukenbeil is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Missoula.
So we did have a number of stations record anywhere from a quarter inch to a half an inch of rainfall.
Those who received paltry amounts or no rain could now be wondering if lightning-sparked fires are quietly smoldering away only to explode under the right circumstances. Some Montana fire crews Wednesday chased several new reports of potential wildfire activity. Lolo National Forest crews responded to three small lightning fires west of St. Regis and one human-caused wildfire near Haugen. The Bitterroot National Forest picked up at least five reported lightning-sparked fires. All were at 1/2 acre or less. The Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Southwestern Land Office in Missoula reports one new fire start. The Westgate Fire near Seeley Lake was less than 1/10 of an acre Wednesday afternoon. DNRC spokeswoman Kristen Mortensen says human-caused wildfires easily outnumber those created by Mother Nature. Mortensen says 60% of fires this season in that west-central Montana region have been started by people. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Federal regulators have approved Montana's plan to provide an additional $400 per week in assistance to people receiving unemployment benefits due to COVID-19-related impacts. A grant from the Federal Emergency Management Administration will cover $300 of the new weekly payment. The other $100 will come from Montana's coronavirus relief funding. The lost wage assistant payments were established after a program that provided an additional $600 weekly payment expired in late July. Half of the states have applied for or say they plan to apply for the FEMA grants. Montana is the only state so far that reports it's adding the extra $100. Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester today announced the U.S. Postal Service will return 14 residential collection boxes that were removed from Montana cities last week. He says the blue boxes will again be available for mail drop-off in Bozeman, Glendive, Helena, Lewiston, Livingston, Manhattan, and Shelby until after the election. However, Tester says that doesn't account for every box recently removed from Montana streets, including in Missoula, and he's pushing USPS to reinstate the rest. Tester also sent Postmaster General Louis DeJoy a letter Wednesday to halt the reported removal of mail sorting machines in Billings, Great Falls, and Missoula. Montana plans to transplant pied marten to the Little Belt Mountains to help restore the species. The Independent Record reports a state commission approved a proposal by Wildlife to transplant 60 of the weasels. The expansion of a British Columbia coal mine upstream of Lake Coconusa and the Kootenai River will undergo review from the federal Canadian government. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the decision handed down today will apply more scrutiny to the project.
British Columbia's provincial government was initially going to conduct the environmental assessment for the Castle Mountain coal mine expansion project, but Canada's Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Jonathan Wilkinson, issued a decision stating the project would undergo a more intensive federal review after receiving several requests to do so. The project is an expansion of Teck Resources' Fording River operation about 100 miles north of the Montana-Canada border. The mine sits on the Elk River, which is a tributary to Lake Coconusa and the Kootenay River. Data from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Geological Survey have attributed high selenium levels in both the lake and river to Teck and other coal mining operations. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, along with the Kootenai Tribe of Idaho, were the first to formally request that the project receive an environmental assessment from the federal Canadian government. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency also made a request. CSKT Department of Natural Resources head Rich Jansen says a federal review will apply more scrutiny to the project.
You know, and we just noticed that for many years, the province of BC, the state of Montana, and Teck Mining have separately and at times collectively promised to fix existing problems and for many years have failed to yield improvements to water quality.
In an emailed statement, Teck Resources called Minister Wilkinson's decision unfortunate and said the provincial environmental review process is rigorous. The decision comes as the Montana Department of Environmental Quality is working to set a selenium standard by the end of the year in conjunction with British Columbia, although there's nothing preventing the provincial government from setting a more lenient standard or not setting one at all. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.